WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Now, what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard? This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggeho, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Travis King, the soldier from Racine who ran into North Korea in July, is now in American custody and presumably on his way back to the United States. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
His mother expressed gratitude to the U.S. Army for his return, while the Pentagon spokesperson acknowledged the efforts to bring Private King home, thanking the governments of Sweden and China for their assistance. Despite his release from North Korea, King's situation remains uncertain, as he had been declared AWOL, and there are questions about his initial motives for entering North Korea. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin may be getting ready to toughen up on human traffickers. The Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking is starting its work. Some state lawmakers say human trafficking is a growing problem in Wisconsin, and new laws are needed to fight it. Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor is the task force chair.
We have no statistics on what's happening with human trafficking in Wisconsin. Third parties look at our laws and our efforts here. We get an F across the board. We're doing a terrible job.
Officials from the Department of Justice and the Department of Public Instruction testified at a hearing today. It looks unlikely that the federal farm bill will be reauthorized before it expires Friday night, Terry Bell reports.
Without a new farm bill, experts say dairy prices could destabilize by the end of the year. Until then, the Wisconsin Farmers Union's Michelle Ramirez-White says they'll keep working for market fairness.
We just see these issues of competition needing to be addressed in a more holistic and composite way.
The farm bill normally enjoys broad bipartisan support, but this time some Republican U.S. House members are pushing hard for spending cuts. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin teenager is getting the chance of a lifetime after two double lung transplants in 2 years. Doctors at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago say Josh Burton nearly died several times before they found the perfect donor match a few months ago. Josh is 18 years old and a high school senior out of Madison.
Northwestern gave me a chance to live, to see my 18th birthday, and see a career path.
Josh says his dream job is to study dinosaurs. He recently got a VIP tour of Chicago's Field Museum. The Milwaukee Bucks are trading away one of their biggest players. Drew Holiday will be heading to the Portland Trailblazers. In return, the Bucks are getting seven-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard. Holiday joined the Bucks in 2020 and helped lead the team to their 2021 championship. Mike Clemens will have more in sports. Nate Wuggeho, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Labor leaders in Wisconsin say recent National Labor Relations Board changes will make it easier for residents to unionize, particularly in the service industry. According to a WPR report, companies caught using unfair labor practices under the new NLRB framework will be forced to negotiate with a union, and if a majority of workers express interest in joining a union, the employer is immediately required to bargain with the union or seek an election. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced a man was killed in a motorcycle crash earlier this month. Law enforcement authorities say 68-year-old Gregory Schnell of rural Clayton, Wisconsin, was involved in a crash on County Road D near the intersection of 30th Street and rural Clayton. He reportedly went off at a curb at the intersection. Authorities responded to the crash and Schnell was airlifted to Regions Hospital, where he died about 2 weeks later. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks trade Drew Holiday to Portland. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A big three-way trade today in the NBA between the Bucks, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the Phoenix Suns, involving several players and future unprotected draft picks. After nearly three seasons and an NBA title, Drew Holiday heads to the Trail Blazers. In return, the Bucks get 6'2" point guard Damian Lillard, who averaged over 30 points a game last season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
This is an organization that made the Drew Holiday trade a few years ago to pair with with Giannis Antetokounmpo won a title. And now they may have very well have extended their window with Giannis by bringing in Damian Lillard, a player that Giannis was determined to play with. And this was, I think, the relationships with Joe Cronin, the Portland GM, John Horst in Milwaukee. Lillard, as he goes back to the Bucks, he'll be reunited with his former head coach in Portland, Terry Stotts, who is now an assistant coach on new coach Adrian Griffin's staff in Milwaukee.
The deal also includes the Bucks shooting guard Grayson Allen, now headed to Phoenix. Baseball, kind of a strange night last night. The Brewers were losing to the Cardinals 4-1 when this happened in Atlanta, a Cubs outfielder dropping a pop fly in right center field. That resulted in a 7-6 win for the Braves and the Brewers clinching the division title in the NL Central.
In the air out towards right center, Suzuki the call.
Oh my goodness.
And two runs score. Suzuki called off Bellinger, and just a miscommunication, or maybe he lost it in the lights. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich on the wild finish.
I mean, they're always different. You know, I don't know if we expected to do it this way, but you know what? Anytime you can win a division, you're not going to complain. And it's been a battle all year. You know, I think this group definitely faced our fair share of adversity, and there was ups and downs, but we stayed together the whole time and proud to be a part of these guys, you know. And obviously kind of a weird, wild night, but a celebration nonetheless.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2, the happier happy hour, the hump day edition, roll it into a dime. You ready, fella?
Let's do it, baby.
You know who's going to have a bad weekend?
Donald Trump.
Well, and the namesake, Trump Jr., Donald Jr., Fredo, as we affectionately call him occasionally around here.
Affectionately?
Well, I use that term loosely. I have affection for you as well, Dom.
Yeah. Likewise.
You know what his gravest concern is? In light of this ruling by a judge in New York State, they're supposed to go to trial on Monday. Donald Trump, the entire Trump org, the two adult sons, Eric and, of course, Fredo Jr. And the judge has already made a ruling that effectively, oh, yeah, big time fraud. Yeah, a decade right. Worth of fraud. So they're really going to trial to determine damages and what to do, how to dissolve these corporations, how to disband them, if you will. Which brings me back to the Fredo Jr. story, which gives me just a little glee. You know, I take a lot of pride in my little fishing cabin. Put it out for rent. You can rent it if you want to. Look it up. Tell you about it someday. But Donald Trump Jr. also has a fishing cabin. Unlike the Crudies, he's got his in a real estate LLC.
Uh-oh.
And he's quite worried, Dom, because according to this judge's ruling, he doesn't know if he can go fishing this weekend. It's a big problem in Trump Jr.'s life. Donald Trump Jr. worried today that he may have lost access to a New York cabin where he said to enjoy fishing. Is that what he calls it?
Yes.
Going up to the cabin fishing. Don't come looking for me.
I'm going to get up early. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go stay up all night and go fish real early.
Trump told War Room podcast host Steve Bannon that the ownership of the cabin was unclear after New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron. And just so we're clear, I heard it from expert counsel, Dom. The Supreme Court level is actually the district court level here in the state of Wisconsin. So they've sort of flipped what they describe as Supreme Court. So it's actually a low court ruling, But the judge, Ingeron, found that the Trump family committed fraud by repeatedly manipulating the value of assets. And the former president's son suggested the judge had ordered the dissolution of Trump businesses. We've never seen any of this before, but yes, they are in fact trying to do that, Trump said. If you read the letter of the law, theoretically, my cabin in upstate New York, because it's owned by an LLC, then it's a corporation, and therefore I'm a part of it somehow, that has to be disbanded. These sound like first world problems to me, Dom. Sort of a criminal first world problem, but I read on. So then what or who actually owns my cabin at this point? This has been done in such a roughshod manner. No one even knows what is real or what isn't. No one can make any sense of it.
No one. I think people can make some sense of it. Perhaps just not you.
Don, you can save a few bucks on the night crawlers this weekend. You're not going fishing. It's not your cabin anymore.
Oh, you know how it is. You go fishing, man. You get up early in the morning, flip over the rocks and find the eight balls. I mean, it's nothing like spending some time in the cabin. Pretty the Daily Beast. Trump basically just lost the New York bank fraud case before it even started. Let's throw this one out there. Former President Donald Trump, his top executives and heirs were declared completely liable of, quote, persistent and repeated fraud, unquote. And the real estate empire was unceremoniously stripped of its business licenses in New York after a judge's powerful ruling Tuesday ahead of a massive trial that seeks to hit them with more than $250 million in penalties for bank fraud. In a stunning development, the judge has already ordered the complete dissolution of the fabled Trump organization, the tycoon's pride and joy, the empire that made him famous and elevated him to the White House. The Trump organization and its sister companies will be sent into receivership to be under the control of a court-appointed officer.
What about the fishing cabin? I gotta go fishing!
Even before the trial officially starts, the ruling handed New York Attorney General Letitia James a near total victory, meaning that next week's trial will mostly focus on damages that could pulverize whatever is left of Trump's many business entities and bank accounts. In his 35-page opinion, Justice Arthur F. Engoron, I'm going to go with Engoron, tore apart what he called the family's bogus arguments, and he summed up the entire defense as a fantasy world, not the real world. Quote, in the defendant's world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. Restricts can evaporate into thin air. All illegal acts are untimely if they stem from one untimely act. The square footage is subjective. Trump, several of his heirs' top executives will now be fighting off accusations of bank and insurance fraud at a civil trial that's scheduled to run from early October into late December. Tish James, the AG, seeks to punish them all for routinely lying about property values to score better deals. At trial, it will be up to the judge alone whether the Trumps will owe $250 million plus in penalties, be prohibited from serving as executives, and have the company charters revoked. In a scathing statement posted on his Truthy Social on Tuesday night, the former president described himself, his family supporters, as victims. Of course they are, man. They're victims of a, quote, widespread radical attack that has now devolved into new un-American depths. He described the judge as deranged and alleged that he was simply doing James's bidding. Today's action is a refutation of my status as the leading candidate of the president of the United States, he fumed. It is a terrible reminder that the radical left Democrats will stop at nothing to prevent me and the American people from winning the 2024 presidential election. Regardless of party, we cannot let this happen in the United States of America. Trump alleged that as his lead in the polls over Biden grows higher, his enemies are becoming more and more desperate and dangerous. At a court hearing last week, lawyers on both sides tried to convince the judge to grant them each a total victory to avoid much of the trial. And Goran decided against that, rejecting Trump's request to dismiss the case entirely and the AG's request to have the trial solely on damages. On Tuesday, Engoron ripped the Trumps, their lawyers apart for dragging this on so long with legal arguments that wasted the court's time by repeatedly questioning whether the AG even had the authority to hold them accountable this way. Those arguments glaringly misrepresent the law, and trying them again and again invoke the time loop in the film Groundhog's Day, the judge wrote, calling attempts to topple the case this way pure sophistry. I don't know what that means. Where's Maggie Dawn when I need her? And Goron also made the pivotal decision to keep all the AG's lawsuit intact, concluding that all the real estate deals in question are not too old for law enforcement to crack down on for bank fraud. He brushed off the Trump's attempt to whittle down the lawsuit ahead of the trial that could drain the wealthy family's bank accounts. The timing of the decision also throws a wrench into the Trump's Hail Mary play, in which they sued the judge directly and prematurely asked the state appellate court to intervene because he hadn't yet made his decision on the statute of limitations, an oddly aggressive move that reeked of delay tactics. That higher court, the appellate's division First Judicial Department, has yet to weigh in. Doing so now might be a moot point. As such, the trial appears to be set to start next Monday as planned.
Dominic, I've got three defenses for Donald Trump. You tell me what you think of these defenses. One is actually perhaps credible, but the other two, tell me what you think. One, the value is as Trump sees the value. That's his true genius, don't you know? He sees the hidden value in the land. And only he, through his creative genius, you know, he's a developer. Well, he sees the value in land that others do not. Except when it's time to pay the taxes, then he's got a different set of books. But setting that aside for now, that's perhaps defense number one. Here's defense number two. It doesn't matter what inflated value he's willing to put on a piece of property, the Saudis will pay it. That's how badly they owe this guy or want this partnership. But that's, again, a Trump-offered defense, a verbal defense, perhaps a truthy social defense, Tom, but I know I've read it in the press in the last couple days. And here's number three. And maybe there's some credibility here. You tell me. You've got your MBA. You've been a trained businessman. I just sort of fell into business backward ass. So you tell me. Is it bank fraud if he never defaulted and never failed to pay back the bank with interest? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Is it bank fraud? Yes. Why would in any other circumstance, I'm just playing devil's advocate here for a moment. Of course. In any other circumstance, would you expect the prosecution of a borrower from a lending institution when the lending institution did not seek this prosecution against this prospective fraudster? So this is not at the bequest of the banks. The banks, in fact, if anything, tried to shield Trump from this. They tried to hide him from this for years. It's kind of a question. Do you have an answer?
Answer is if you assign a value to X that is multiples of X and it's really not X, and every the taxes, the assessments say it's X, and the comparables say it's X.
But the underwriter didn't say it was X.
I get it. What do you mean the underwriter didn't say it was that?
Well, I mean, don't these banks have their own internal underwriters? Don't they make determinations on whether or not Donald Trump is a credible lending risk?
That's irrelevant to the fact. How the bank does their own operations is irrelevant to the fact that Donald Trump has claimed that these properties are worth billions of dollars and they're not worth billions of dollars. If Donald Trump claims that there's 30,000 square feet and it's only 10,000 square feet, I mean, that's fraud. That's still fraud.
Who's been harmed? Where's the I'm just asking. Where's the harm? Who is the harm person? The state? The state's been defrauded? No, the lenders, right? The lenders. But there was no default. If there's no financial harm here, who has in fact been defrauded? Who is the quote-unquote victim?
Well, the American people are the victim, Crudy.
Well, because it's a state trial.
So what you're saying, though, if I take what you are saying at face value, then the only way that fraud would ever be prosecuted is if there was actually some harm done, some harm to the lending institution. But that does not make the fact that these values are incorrect.
But they did not harm if the underlying loans were still viable because Trump made his payments and they got paid back with interest, and these banks did not seek retribution. Well, where is the fraud? Is it a witch hunt? ? Come back, more devils. Your call's next, 844-96-PARTY.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Upper 70s Friday, chance of storms late, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Saturday, maybe a shower storm, high in the low 80s, similar for Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789, talking about the Donald Trump fraud case. And Kurt brings up the point. If there is no official harm, if nothing was defaulted, everything was paid back, well, no harm, no foul, right? I'll throw this back on you, Crudy, because you're the one that I bought a couple of mortgages from when you were back slinging mortgages. If we did a stated loan, I said $100,000 property was worth $1 million and I could, you know, get 100% LTV on it, would that, and even that, so I get the money and I paid it all back, is that still fraud?
Well, that would, that would be fraud. And no, I would not do that deal. And actually, okay, the value of the property would be.
Let me reiterate now. I paid it back. It's all good. No harm, no foul. I got more money than I should have. But, you know, I did well and everyone got paid back. No biggie. But of course, that's still fraud, man.
The likelihood that you as a personal borrower would get prosecuted for that fraud, considering the wide-scale fraud going on in the mortgage industry back in the 2007 think the Lehman Brothers days, these third-party mortgage brokers were brokering off loan packages in mass as quickly as they could sell them, and they were being bundled up on Wall Street and sold as derivatives, right? And the frothy exuberance crashed the entire real estate market and the entire U.S. and world markets there for a while. And the prosecutions really never followed. They never did. There was a shop in Madison. They were fabricating W-2s in the back, and no one went to prison. And I'm thinking, man, no wonder why so many people were willing to perpetrate those frauds. But how is that different than a Donald Trump as a guy? If you've got a co-conspirator and a bad sure. mortgage lender, and somebody was willing to do that deal for you, Dom, and you got $1 million out against a property that was worth $100,000. And I'm sure somewhere that happened somewhere around 2007. Somewhere it happened. Well, of course, there is a criminal conspiracy going on there. But if the bank is doing their due diligence, if the bank has sent out their appraiser and they said, well, you know what, $1 million, that's a reasonable appraisal for that. Or we've reviewed that appraisal, or we've used an electronic appraisal mechanism and we agree that's within the range of feasible values, they should do some due diligence. I mean, Trump claimed 33,000 square feet in a place that had 11,000 square feet. That is provably false, right? That part I would readily agree. Somebody committed fraud, probably a real estate appraiser in that case, right? Whoever certified, and of course it was Trump, but whoever certified what Trump said.
Right. Trump certified it, man.
That's but did he certify the blueprints in the square footage? I mean, he signed off on his taxes, but really, really, dude, I sign my taxes every year as well. I read about three lines. How much? What do I owe the IRS? When do I owe it to them? And I sign it. And if my accountant, if my Alan Weisselberg's cooked the books, would I know that?
Oh, come on. If you told him to cook the books, you would know that, Michael.
Well, I told him, don't tell me if you're going to cook the books because I don't want to know.
Then you're still part of the conspiracy. And let's not forget, it was the fixer. It was Cohen who testified under oath about these specific things that finally, I mean, everyone knew, quote unquote, if you talk to the, you know, walk on the street in New York, everyone knew that the guy was a hustler and a fraud. But when you have someone stand up and testify and offer evidence about the fraud, well, then if you serve it to them on a platter, they almost have to look into it, especially when you're talking about the degree. I mean, we're not talking about 25 grand, man. We're talking about $250 million. So where was the benefit? Where was the harm? Well, the harm was that Donald Trump was enriched unjustly by $250 million by lying and engaging in fraudulent activity to profit himself. That's the fraud. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some of our callers. Dana from La Crosse, you are up. Coming to see you Friday. Dana, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys Friday at Buzzard Billy's here in La Crosse on the Screaming Eagle.
4 to 6 p.m. Hey, right down there on Pearl Street. Come on down.
I know that one by heart. Say, I read a story about some new fraud coming on the line for Trump, but first, regarding the real estate valuations, I believe it was Andrew Weissman I heard last night. He was saying, you know, even if he did pay it all back and all that stuff, what it is the shareholders of those banks were harmed because if he had paid the rates that he should have without filing false paperwork, well, they would have made more money off of him.
Either, come on, man. So marginal differentials in tax rates. What, like if he had the 750 credit score instead of the 780 credit score? I mean, Dana, they're still doing their due diligence. They still have every opportunity to inspect the underlying asset they're lending against. And I don't think that the shareholders down at Deutsche Bank really have fair standing to sue Trump. And I think there probably is a lot of fraud that was committed here. But the defense I'm already hearing on right-wing talk radio and these right-wing media sources is he didn't default on anything. He didn't fail to pay it back. No harm, no foul, Dana.
Well, I don't think the judge agrees with that either. Now, the news story I heard today, is, so his tower in Chicago uses water out of the Chicago River to keep the building cool. And for over 10 years, they've been lying about how much water they've been using. So that's coming down the pike. And what this tells me now is all his properties everywhere, they're all going to all start investigating him. He should have never ran for president.
No.
Great night, guys.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Dana. See you on Friday, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, coming up your neck of the woods, coming to the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. You can join us there. Room for you at the bar, 4 to 6 p.m. If you come see us in La Crosse, Dana, I'll buy your first one. Devil's Advocates, Fall in Love, Hometown Tour 2023, tomorrow at the Bavarian Beer Haas. A little politics, then Packers. Come see us in Glendale, Milwaukee, talking to you. WRJN 1400 AM. That's your new home for the Packers. You know, Milwaukeeans, Wisconsinites. We've been listening to Packers on the AM for a good long time. We're going to continue to do so this season. Once again, WRJN will party with you tomorrow. See you in Milwaukee. But still, a lot of show left, a lot of callers. We'll get to you next.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Food support for millions of people will be cut off if the government shuts down this weekend. And if you plan to visit a national park, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says cancel.
195 million acres of forest and grasslands, those forests will be shut down. Services will not be provided.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to federal bribery charges today. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This was his first appearance in federal court alongside his wife and two of the New Jersey businessmen who were also indicted. A third pled not guilty yesterday.
It's the second time Menendez has faced corruption-related charges in the last decade. After 2 months in custody, State Department spokesman Matt Miller confirms.
The United States has secured the return of Private Travis Keene from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The soldier crossed its border in July. He's headed back home to the U.S. now, where he's expected to face charges. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host a public meeting regarding trout stream regulation changes in Pierce and St. Croix counties. According to a press release, the meeting will be held on October 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the River Falls Public Library Community Room. The DNR will gather public input on trout stream fishing regulations on the Rush River and its tributaries, Plum Creek, Isabel Creek, Trimble River, Big River, and Kinnickinnick River. The Republican lawmaker who proposed a $700 million plan to fund American Family Field in Milwaukee says the measure doesn't have enough votes to pass in the state assembly yet. According to a WSAU report, Representative Rob Brooks of Saukville is still confident the bill will eventually get through, stating, "I think anytime you start negotiations from a starting point where everybody's in agreement that we'd like to keep the team, that's a great spot." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour, the Wednesday edition, going on the road Thursday and Friday. Thursday at the Bavarian Beer Haas, a little politics than Packers, Glendale. Join us there tomorrow night. I think Haasel's going to be there. Annalise is going to be there. Kuchka, I hope you're there. Kuchka, in regards to the earlier bill conversation, Kuchka texted at us. Well, of course, 90% of all Wisconsin milk is converted into cheese. Civic Media taught me that, says Kuchka. Thank you, Terry Barr. We did have some little factoids about cheese floating around here on the network for a while. Hope to see Kuchka and many of our friends in the Milwaukee market. Of course, Friday going to God's country, going to lacrosse. if it's got Oktoberfest in the name, probably made it on the calendar for the Devil's Advocates in the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Milwaukee tomorrow, La Crosse on Friday, perhaps a town near you coming soon. And you can be a part of this show each and every day, 844-967-2789. But in your case, CJ, I wish you'd skip a day or two. Let's go to someone not named CJ, Nick from Madison, a reasonable conservative friend. Nick, how you been?
Hey, Nick.
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Good, man.
I just want to say, Nick, you're asking, you know, where's the fraud there?
Yes.
The fraud is that, you know, he got these loans. Yes, he paid them back, but he got these loans at a much lower rate than he would have had he.
Stick it to the banks. We should all screw the banks occasionally, shouldn't we, Nick?
No.
Suckers pay higher interest rates, Nick.
No, but he got a much lower rate than let's face it, I would never get those loans. But, you know, he got a much lower rate than someone else would. And so the thing is, the fraud is that when he paid them back, he did pay them back at those terms, but in fraudulent circumstances. There's the fraud.
Well, Nick, I'm less clear that the rate that Donald Trump was extended wasn't some sort of negotiated rate anyways, Nick. I mean, these are not rates that are on a sheet and the guy just gives it to him. He says, okay, let's lock her in for 30 days. This is not like a simple Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac backed home mortgage.
It was Russian money filtered through Deutsche Bank. It's an entirely different thing, but please continue, no. Curtis.
Different lending standards, if you know what I'm saying, Nick.
No, the banks look at all these things, and you said do the due diligence, but it's the due diligence if all they have is, you know, lies that they're looking at, then.
I did mortgages, Nick. People lie. Yeah. How much money do you make? I'd talk to a small business owner. They'd tell me whatever the best month they ever had, and they'd multiply it by 12. I mean, inspect and verify, right? That's what the banker's job is.
But Crudy, and that's the point, Nick. Crudy, you were involved. You knew mortgages. You knew when you filled out these applications that people were put in incorrect, inaccurate information. That's fraudulent just because that's what it is.
But it. What I'm contending, gentlemen,
not running for president.
That's none of my clients have yet run for president. I hear Dom's considering, but no one to date. And it's been a minute, Nick, since I was in the loan origination business, right up till about the time Lehman Brothers crashed. But I would say I blame the banks that would possibly lend to this multiple bankrupt, lacking moral character in every single way, renegotiates every term, you know, sues you in court.
Well, that's why the son said they got most of their financing from Russia because people wouldn't loan to them anymore.
Yes. There's a lot of blame to go around here. I mean, there definitely is, but all I'm saying is on Trump's part, I work in kind of in the financial industry and there's definite fraud here that I see.
Okay. I agree with you. It's fraud, Nick. Yeah. The fake electors in the state of Wisconsin that cast the fraudulent Trump ballots, also fraud.
Yeah.
Also just fraud. So we're clear. Criminal fraud.
Also fraud. You know I'm not a Trump supporter, Crew. But actually, I'll save this for Friday, but I do have a grievance. But you'll like this one because for once in my life, Crew, I agree with you 100%. And I'll let you know then.
Oh, that's a big tease. Now, Nick, let me ask you, are you going to watch the least important presidential debate of our lifetimes this evening? Are you going to watch the big GOP Foxy News debate?
I'll probably have it on in the background.
And Nick, who are you going to vote today for in the Republican primary, who would you vote for?
If I had to vote for someone today, it would probably be Nikki Haley. I don't agree with everything that she believes, but I think she can be Biden, and B, she's not a piece of crap. You know, so that's what I think.
Nick, do you think the Republicans will select let's call it a piece of crap in Donald Trump as their nominee? Do you think Trump will be the
I think that
nominee of the party.
I think there's a lot of time. There's a lot of time between now and then. I think it all depends on kind of how many people drop out of the race. So, because Trump has never gotten more than 50% of a vote ever in any election. So if it was a two-person race with someone who is good, I think that, you know, they could beat him.
Who is no matter Nikki Haley ain't going to beat yeah. Donald Trump. Nobody on that stage tonight, Nick, you watch with a scrutinizing eye. And I don't have a dog mm-hmm. in this fight per se, because it's going to be Trump, I strongly suspect. But you watch and you tell me mm-hmm. which one of those guys or girls is going to beat Donald Trump. And I would tell you actually, none of them.
I you know, I agree. I think it's most probably going to be Trump. I'm just, you asked me who I would vote for. That's who I told you I would today. But I kind of think it's going to be Trump and Biden, and it's basically.
And then who do you vote for?
Yeah, then predator. What are you doing, Nick?
Alien versus predator. Whoever wins, we lose. But in that case, don't hold me to this, but I would probably vote for Biden because. Not because I like him, not because I agree with him, but because I want to get the Republican Party off this Trump train that they're on, which is giving us more Democrats, basically.
Well, you sound like Paul Ryan now, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Don't be doing the P90X. 844-967-2789. Sharky, listening on WRJN, perhaps, down in Racine. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sharky.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you what, I just finished my second box of Kleenex because Junior wasn't fishing with Dad. Is that right? Is that the story?
He's not sure if he has legal access to the lake cabin for the weekend, Sharky. It's going to be a problem because I think he's got some cocaine hidden up there in the closet somewhere.
Better clean the place out, man.
I got to tell you, gentlemen, in that area, and when you come out of New York, you come in northern Wisconsin, okay? And in northern Wisconsin, a lot of hunters and a lot of folklore, recent folklore, tells us that if you break into the Wisconsin map and you look real close at a town called Wabino and Blackwell, between Wabino and Blackwell, you'll find a lake. It starts with a T-R-U-M-P, Trump Lake. Now, That's on the map, and I'm still, like I say, I'm startled that you're making fun of this poor boy not to be able to fish when Trump Lake is sitting up there right now just waiting for people to come on out.
Well, you're the Trump Lake Chamber of Commerce right now, Sharky. How's the fishing up there?
Well, I'm telling you, you forgot where I'm calling from. I'm at Rad City right now, and I'm trying to work my way up there, but I'm not too sure if I'm going to be welcome. So over the last 7 or 8 years, the sightings of either law enforcement or local people finding people setting up in 2015, when they were talking about the election and all the interference, many people are talking in that area I just mentioned, Wabino area, about how the – this is wild, my friend – about how the certain individuals were setting back channels for telecommunications. It was reported. It was sent to certain agencies throughout, and everything from Wabino, maybe way out to Pike Lake, maybe into just before Minnesota, that upper third are aware of various tight camps, and it's really hush-hush. But I'm not just blowing smoke.
Now, where's it up by the St. Ambrose Cemetery up there just to the north? Where's the encampment you're talking about? I've got the map up.
Well, Trump Lake's, like kind of southwest of Crandon, to give you some reference there, Curdy.
Right, right. Now, I'm not saying those two locations were going to be a camp, but I'll tell you those locations, the equipment was in place in 2015. And what they did with it, who reported it, and where they're going with it, it's really interesting. I am, you know, it's like.
Are you talking about like Michigan militia sort of stuff? Because they were going to go get Gretchen Whitmer, right, Sharky? I just want to make sure I'm following what you're laying down here, fella.
Well, that's what I'm laying down, because, you know, these hunters go up there and they happenstance on this stuff, and they happenstance on some high-level equipment that wasn't just a walk in the park to get you to the bathrooms with electric, okay? It's very interesting, and it's holding me back because I want to get a second cabin up there, and I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
Sharky. Well, I would just say this, Sharky. If you get a second cabin, don't put it under an LLC under the Trump Organization, because it might be dissolved.
Or disbanded. One or the other. They might disband your cabin, Sharky. You got to be careful. Sharky edified me a little bit. I was unaware of Wabino or Trump Lake.
Thank you. We learned something. See, that's why I love our audience, man. They always learn something. Thank you for the call, Sharky. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
You know, now I got to figure out if we got anyone listening from Wabino. I got to go check the map.
You got to do some research. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Crute, I remember doing an audit one time, and one of the appraisals that was submitted along with this was that on the valuation of the property, they pretended there was access cutting across another piece of property that didn't even exist, that inflated the value of that property. Was that fraud?
Right.
Well, sure. If there was not, you mean like they claimed they had lake access or something, and that was not legally part of the land value.
Right. It wasn't access to a lake, but it was actually, you know, cutting across another piece of property to access this other piece of property. And I kind of said, no, you really can't do that. And you have to evaluate these things at their actual value. Anything other than that is, when you're submitting that stuff, you're saying, yes, this is true and just. And if you're going beyond that, it simply is not true and just, and you're committing fraud. I mean, it doesn't
matter.
Wasn't
Scott Walker accused of that when he was county executive through Big Blue?
That's the point. Giving
a big sweetheart deal to a donor. And,
well, I mean, given a sweetheart deal.
Chisholm should have perhaps prosecuted that, but.
Given a sweetheart deal is one thing. To say you have an access to a lake, or to say you have unrestricted land when you have restricted land. To say, you know, I mean, those are the things. You, I mean, and Donald Trump, what he continued. This was what the judge is saying. You lied about.
Who reads the covenants
of the assets that you were borrowing against? And you can't do that. Apparently, that's something that's frowned upon. If you do it, I think they call it what's that word? Fraud, man. It's fraud.
I don't know how I found myself defending Donald Trump's fraudulent actions.
It's not defending. It's the process, man. I totally understand. These are legitimate discussions to be had, because you know the righties are talking about it. So that's why we got to kind of flesh it out a little bit, man.
The righties are indeed talking about it. Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly. Their special guest today. You know, Bill's trying to preempt the least important presidential debate of our lifetimes as well. Doing a little Twitter fest with the Tucker Carlson. You know, Bill's
Bill and Tucker. Oh, that's a fine duo there. Didn't Bill have like 20? Didn't Fox pay out millions and millions of dollars because of Bill's behavior on set with some of the ladies?
Well, I think Tucker and Bill have that in common. Perhaps they compared notes.
Oh, my God.
Bill's newest book, Killing the Witches. And he said he felt like it was time to write this book because it's a witch hunt for Trump. And that's where my arguments came from. Bill O'Reilly, you're welcome. More devils.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the Cranberry Capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Upper 70s Friday, chance of storms late, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Saturday, maybe a shower or storm, high in the low 80s, similar for Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And keep it locked. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, also a blockbuster trade, did I mention? Bucks in six. Wisconsin Media Markets brought to you by Civic Media. They include WISS in the Fox Valleys, WFHR. North Central Wisconsin, WRJN, 1400 AM. That's how you're all going to listen to the Packers tomorrow night, as well in the Milwaukee market. We've got WRCE, Richland Center, WLAK, up in the Minneapolis out market. Going to bring them some good basketball for a change. And the Big Q, 98Q in the Northwoods, all going to have Milwaukee Bucks basketball. And the blockbuster deal, I've even got Matt Cummings, our friend from WCPT, he's texting me. He's like, you know, I got both these guys on my NBA 2K 2023. The big trade, Drew Holiday out, Damian Lillard in. Lillard scored 32.2 points per game for the Portland Trailblazers last year. And Nate, I'm not a big NBA fan yet until I start hearing them on the Civic Media stations. Nate, you said this is a hell of a player acquisition for the Bucks, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Let me pull it up. I believe he is a seven-time NBA All-Star. Last time, I believe, was last year he was an All-Star.
Wow. Rookie of the Year, rookie season, you mentioned right. to me earlier.
2013, and but no championship rings.
Yet.
Nice. Yet.
Until this year.
Spent all of his time with the Trailblazers, and they've never won, but...
Since Civic Media jumped big with both feet into the, you know, the sports media marketplace, Tom, all of our teams coming up roses, Badgers going to the Rose Bowl, perhaps we'll see. But the Packers, they're definitely Super Bowl bound or bust, baby. Jordan Love going to be on the field tomorrow night, 7:15 kickoff. And for all you people outside of Milwaukee or Green Bay, you're going to have a hell of a time unless you get the prime. Because it's not going to be on your local TV station. In Milwaukee, they are playing it on Fox. I know they're playing it in Green Bay as well, but we'll be playing it on the radio, especially in Milwaukee tomorrow, WRJN 7:15. Dom and I going to the Bavarian Beer Haas to kick off the Oktoberfest, a little politics, and then Packers. Join us there 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be in La Crosse again Friday for the Oktoberfest. We'll be at the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street, partying with the people and our fine guests. We got plenty of them lined up. You're going to want to listen each and every day. And we still got time for your calls. You know, you're always a champion when you join us here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Right, Rico? How you doing, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you doing?
gotta go with Dom on this one. Hey, gotta go with you, Dom. Hey, the actual fraud and crime committed here, I believe, is being charged as a business crime. We all know what Trump's all about with his LLCs, Trump Org. It's all real estate and whatever, but it is a business. And that business operates inside the state of New York. And there are licenses and all kinds of applications and forms that everybody knows to run any business anywhere in America. And that, along with probably the insurance, I might add, if there was a claim filed, I don't know about that yet. That would be the true fraud right there. He defrauded the state of New York and the commerce to the people that are in charge of handing out business licenses. So, therefore, he's guilty.
Oh, man, he's been guilty of fraud all the way back to the Atlantic City casino days. You know, he almost didn't get his first license because of his associations with known organized crime figures. I mean, Trump Tower was built with effectively labor at the direct bequest of organized crime. Trump Tower was being built when New York City was on a labor strike.
I'm so glad you brought that up, cutie.
Because I'm a cutie too, see, man. Thing, in my own mind.
Yeah. Hey, the biggest thing that Trump ever wanted to be was a mob boss. Now, this guy has failed, literally failed, folks, at every single thing and corner of his life. Always. And he wanted to be a mob boss. And just as old Dana, I think, called in earlier and explained it to y'all, hey, you do not want to be the president. Mob bosses keep their name out of the highlights.
Right.
And they all, and when do you hear from the mob bosses? When they've been caught and busted or they're dead. That's when you hear from a mob. Trump couldn't even be a mob boss. That was his greatest dream. Remember Roy Cohn?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Rico, you're a friend of ours.
Not Roy, just a friend of mine.
Roy Cohn, of course, was counsel to Joe McCarthy, the terrible senator from the great state of Wisconsin, the communist seeking under every
McCarthyism.
Rock.
They got a name after that dude.
Well, there'll be a Johnsonism. Trumpism? At some
is there
going
to be a Trumpism? I mean, is there a Trumpism now? I mean, let's just call it what it is. I officially decree Trumpism, registered trademark, is the new word. It's Trumpism. Currently, the judge in this
Shukin.
Case.
Or the.
No. Okay. Engeron. In the defendant's world, rent regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. That's a different thing, Curdy, right? Those are different values. Yes. The judge identifies that. Restricted land is worth more, is worth the same as unrestricted land. Also, not true. Those are fraudulent statements. Those are fraudulent acts to claim that one thing is one thing versus another. So those are the specifics that the judge articulated in his ruling.
There were 8-4-4, specifics
9-6-7-2-7-8-9.
In his book, Trump Revealed, and he actually gave interviews for Trump Revealed, but there was a major, I think it was in Coho, in New York, a fraud of sell-through numbers in a large project. And Dom, if you've ever been around lending, banks are a little leery to lend if you're like the first guy in and there's 300 units.
Oh, it was a condo project. The kids were pushing.
Yeah. And they were misrepresenting the sell-through figures.
How many actually sold, how many units sold in the development versus what they were telling people?
And let's say there were 20 sold out of 100. They were telling people they had reached the magical threshold, which was like 75% sale through. Because the first half, you know, it's pretty hard to sell without like some Russian cash. And that was the other thing. My understanding, they've always, always embraced Russian cash buyers.
Weird how that works. Strange.
So strange. So weird.
Yeah. Wow. I guess we'll never know.
Let's make him president again. Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Let's do it again.
CJ, so sorry there wasn't time for you today. Maybe if you drive down to Milwaukee, Dom would buy you a beer at the Bavarian Beer House.
Or if you drive lacrosse on Friday. You know, we'll see what happens, man.
Don't wreck my good time in lacrosse, CJ. You stay home. Yeah. The rest of you, you're welcome to join us. You stick around. Right now, the Maggie Dawn Show is next, and then the Empowered Caregiver with Lisa Hellenbrand. That'll be a fine show as well. She's got former Governor Martin Schreiber. I remember Marty as a kid. When my mom pushed a bill through, she was an unpaid lobbyist. I got to go to a bill signing with Marty Schreiber. I asked my wife, ask Marty if he remembers the kid with the bowl cut on the end. Sadly, he did not.
You had hair?
Back then. Prince Valiant style. Have a great night, everyone.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against the JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the civic media app.